I think it helps a lot. Me in particular, I've been here the whole month, just kind of training and making sure I stay on top of things as far as keeping my body right. So I feel like I'm in great shape and I'll be ready to go for camp.
Where are you with the foot right now?
I'm 100%, full go.
You'll be going 100% opening day in practice?
Yes.
All drills?
All drills, 100%.
So did it just need rest then or treatment? What was the key to getting it healthy?
The issue was I didn't have any time to rest during the whole pre-draft process and get the proper treatment. And as soon as I got here, I got the things that I needed, the treatment that I needed, the orthotics I needed, and my recovery happened just like it was supposed to. So now it's not an issue.
How much are you looking forward to kind of that slow roll in, you know, getting in here and there, not in the full go, excited?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I think there's a lot of questions people have of what I can do and what I was brought here to do. And so this is an opportunity for me to show everybody what I'm capable of.
Do you feel like it's a lot of pressure on you?
Not at all. For me, it's football. It's what I've been doing my whole life, so nothing really changes. As long as you work hard and work for what you want to do, feel like you can be successful in whatever. So that's kind of been my motto, and that's how I kind of live.
Wolf gets suspended. I know you don't play his position, but it may end up tweaking some other things in front. Do you think that might clear even a quicker path on the field for you, or do you sense that will affect you at all?
You know, I really don't know. All I can focus on is what I can control, and that's my performance and how I produce for this team, and whatever they ask for me to do, I'll be there and ready.
Getting the pads on this week, do you feel like you're going to be able to work and do some different things that you were able to do in training camp?
Definitely. I mean, now that I'm full go and I don't have any, you know, issues with my foot, you know, it's back to doing what I was doing in college. Having fun, rushing the passer, even dropping in the covers, all those things. So I'm excited.
Is there anything that Wade kind of talked to you and said, hey, we're going to focus on this, or this is going to be our specialty during training camp?
Nothing in particular. I think actually they want me to be pretty well-rounded, so I'm learning both linebacker positions. Of course, you know, to help D. Ware and DeMarcus. I mean, DeMarcus and Vaughn. And, you know, just kind of being growing as an all-around football player for what they want me to do.
What were some of the biggest takeaways you got from Vaughn and DeMarcus during OTAs?
A lot of things. Vaughn helps me a lot in coverage, and DeMarcus helps me a lot in my hands and pass rush. So they're two different kind of players, two different kind of athletes, and I just kind of take little pieces from each one of them and kind of just apply it to myself.
Wade Phillips has mentioned using all three of you guys together in some packages. Is that something that you guys have worked on in the meeting rooms yet?
Not yet. No, that's not something that we've installed, but, you know, whenever Coach Phillips is ready to put that in, I'll be ready to go, no question.
Vaughn and DeMarcus said they're not treating you like a rookie. Have you noticed the difference in the way they treat you? Is their expectation for you high in terms of that, or how is
definitely
that interaction?
Definitely. I mean, I feel like they have really high expectations. You know, they basically told me you didn't come here to ride the bench. You know, you came here to help this team. And so with that being said, every day that I come here, I'm trying to get better, trying to be the best that I can be so I can help this team accomplish this goal, which is a Super Bowl.
But do you still think they'll make you carry their pads?
Of course. I mean, you know, I got to be broken in like any other rookie. But as far as what they expected me to do on the field, they have a higher expectation than what others might have as a rookie. They don't look at me as a rookie in that aspect. They look at me as a person come here and play and produce and make impacts. So that's what I need to do.
Outside of pass rush, has Vaughn and DeMarcus talked to you about defending the run?
Yeah, honestly, Vaughn speaks more about it a little bit more than DeMarcus. Vaughn talks about playing the run first because those are the harder downs. You dominate the run, and then the pass rush is where you get to do what you love to do. So you take care of the first couple of downs, set the edge, play the run, stop them, get them in third and long. Then it's what you do every day. You go pass rush, you go get the quarterback, and that's what I work on.
Shane, what's your weight right now? What is your ideal playing weight?
Right now I'm 247, so I plan on playing between 245, 250. You know, that's kind of where I want to stay. That's where I feel most comfortable, keeping my speed and my athleticism.
Given what you went through on draft night, how eager are you to actually get on a football field and show people what you can do?
I'm very eager. You know, sometimes I think people forget that I was SEC Defensive Player of the Year because of where I fell in the draft, because of the situation. So for me to come out and remind everybody what I'm still capable of doing is very important to me.
Are you acclimated to the altitude now, having been out here a month? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been here for a month running and training with Luke and the strength staff, so I feel like I'm in the best shape that I can possibly be in as far as entering this camp.
Okay, great, Shane.